BMW.
Hey, good morning. 9:43. We got 70 degrees going. Sun shining. May 30th edition here. Tuesday, that seems an awful lot like a Monday to me. Well, coming up on this Friday at the all-new, the brand-new Eagles Club in downtown Wapton. I've been talking a lot about this. Billy D and the Crystals showing up, kind of kicking off the Blue Goose Days, the Friday edition. And Jay Votz, Jan Votz in studio with me this morning. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for stopping in. All I can say is oobla dee oobla da. You know, life goes on. Mm-hmm. Here we go again. This is kind of the band's kind of official kickoff to summer. Mm-hmm. Right. How you guys been? Good to have you in here. How's the summer been going for you so far, the springtime?
Great. Use some rain.
Yeah.
I'm a farmer. We need rain.
Yeah, but you got everything planted. You got everything in, which is good. Now it just needs a little water.
Yes.
So, again, coming up this Friday, it's going on at the Eagles. It is 7 till 11. I know originally we came up with the 8 to midnight thing. Mm-hmm. And we just decided, no, we're old, so we got to go home and go to bed.
Yeah, they should rename it to Grey Goose Day for us.
But, we're going to get together down at the all-new Eagles. I know, Jan, you've gone down there and check it out, too. And you said great location and the setup's going to be great.
They're really excited about the upcoming future to have many events planned outdoors. Mm-hmm. They've got a large parking lot in the back that they plan to pave eventually, and they've got a great location for some super events in the future.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
So very excited for them.
Did you get inside to see the inside of the Eagles?
Yes.
It's beautiful in there,
it
too,
really
and they're only like half done.
Mm-hmm.
They've still got phase two to go.
They've done a great job.
Yeah,
food is good.
They really, really have.
They're pulling in some people. It's good.
So any surprises? What are we going to be doing this Friday night to surprise people? I mean, I know what's going on, but I want to hear it from you guys.
My wife asked me the other night if we were going to practice.
Practice.
I said, well, the ball doesn't quite have as much air as it used to.
As it used to, yeah. It doesn't bounce quite as high.
It doesn't need to bounce quite so high, so I don't think we're going to practice.
So with you guys, okay, and speaking of which, because for you guys, it's been over 50 years, like
This will be 56.
56 years.
We had the 50th in 2017.
Wow.
So that's 6 years ago already.
Wow, and it's coming up on 40 for me.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, you hate to be cocky and sound kind of arrogant, but it's like practice. If we don't know what's going on with that much experience, I don't think we ever will.
Well, follow the drummer, and the lead singer needs to know the words.
Well, that's right. I just turn around and watch Jan for everything, and that
I'll
way
lead you all astray.
I know. I kind of know what's going on,
well,
and
look who showed up.
And Ed Moore, our keyboard player, just coming into the studio.
You're in trouble
as well. So flip, grab the mic over there, Ed, and
come in on his Harley.
So yeah, you're late getting here. Okay, and I'm deeply offended. You know, I mean, no, Ed's a guy living out in Carlisle, so it took you a while to get here.
Half hour to get here.
Yeah. So again, I've been telling everybody coming up. Grab the mic, put it in front of you there, my friend. I've been telling everybody too. Friday night's another big night, kind of the band's unofficial kickoff to our summer schedule too.
Oh, yeah, and I picked up my summer wardrobe, too, Bill.
What are you going to be wearing? Because the last time, I know for the benefit over at the community center, I felt a little, I had to actually kind of dress it up.
Well, I was kidding when I said I picked up my summer wardrobe.
So I never know with you if you're kidding or not.
Well, I bought two new hippie shirts.
Okay,
so.
Nothing wrong with hippie shirts.
No.
And you're the youngest guy in the band. big wink on that.
I think I might be the newest.
You might be the only guy that practiced.
Yes, and we were just talking about the practice thing. And Ed, how many years have you been, you know, doing the music thing?
Oh boy, Bill, I got here just in time for this, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I started playing accordion. I took lessons when I was 8 and a half.
Okay.
And I squeezed that thing until I was about 11.
Well, you're still squeezing.
And well, at that point, then I stopped playing for a while and started playing in bands on keyboards when I was about maybe 14 or 15, probably 15.
So you've been doing this a while, too.
A little while.
Because we've been talking about practice, and I said, for the years of experience we all have, if we don't have it down by now...
Why are we still doing this?
I know, right? But the key to all of us and to anybody that knows us is watch the drummer. Just watch Jannen.
That's right. Keep an eye on him.
We will know what's going on. So, Jannen, Jay, I was thinking about this morning. Do you guys remember with your dad, because I need a good Bob story this morning. Do you remember the exact moment when you were kids when he said, hey, this is what we're going to do? Because to me, it just seems like from the second you guys were out of the cradle, you were playing music and playing instrument. And like, what age did he get you going?
I was going to take drums, couldn't play drums. Jan picked up the drums, and then when Dad bought the metronome, is that what they called it? Keep time on a song, and set that up down the basement. The drummer had to follow that. Mm-hmm. I knew we were going to be a band.
Okay. And how old were you when all that was starting to happen?
Gosh. What year was it? 66, I suppose.
Yeah.
But you know, Jay didn't know how to play bass at the time. He was handed a bass guitar.
Right. Was it bigger than you were?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
You know. Yeah.
9, 10 years old, he learned that on his own.
Unbelievable.
That to me, that floors me.
And you're all, I mean, all of you guys were self-taught. Jeff, you guys, Joel, I mean, you were all like self-taught as musicians, correct?
Well, Jeff and Dad took lessons, guitar lessons from Dennis Shea.
Okay.
Dennis Shea was in the Emberman back then. And, you know, still a great guitar player to this day, you know. But he's the one that taught my dad and Jeff.
Unbelievable. So that's where the whole thing got rolling. And Jeff's the oldest. He's the oldest brother.
Right.
And that's kind of where it all started, with him playing guitar. And then you two just kind of followed in.
Pretty much.
And then Joel, being the youngest, just kind of picked it up, you know, when he kind of came of age.
Last summer at Stump Lake, when Joel brought his son, Jackson.
Right.
12 or 13, played drums, and Joel played guitar with us. And what did he play? On the Road Again?
On the Road Again, yeah, so Willie. It was really, really good. So it just, you know, your dad's legacy just continues on. It absolutely just keeps rolling. Ed, when did you join the band? When did you officially become a member of the Chris?
I was holding off till I was 60 years old. No, I was waiting for an invitation.
Uh-huh.
But when did I officially, and an opening in the band, when did I officially join? Jay stopped in my business one time, and he was stopping in to get Greg Gertz's phone number because they needed somebody to fill in because Chris, their former keyboard player, had just left.
Chris Gould, yeah. Yeah.
And so I said to Jay, well, yeah, I've got his number, but let me try it. Give me a shot at it.
And everything
and
worked.
Jay said, no! Make the bad man go away.
And everything worked. Well, you do your solo stuff. Matt does his solo stuff, too, but you do a lot of solo work around the area.
I do. I play senior centers and nursing homes and such, and I think it's great.
Right.
Last week, I played at the Fergus Falls Vets Home. Had about 50 people there, and I tore it up. We tore it up. We had so much fun.
Well, yeah. And so your favorite genre? I'm going to cover this with all three of you.
Oh, boy, anything that Billy Dee and the Crystals play.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of with you on that.
You and Tilford went to Ortonville and played together.
Last week, Tilford and I played in Brownsville.
Oh, was it all Brownsville?
Brownsville.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
At a nursing home. So
that's cool.
I still play with Tilford on occasion, not often enough, but on occasion.
How old is Tilly? I got to get him in here for another.
I can only guess. He's 87.
87.
I'm guessing.
And 50, still,
88.
And still cutting it up.
Oh, he's tearing it up.
Just out on the road. So
there's no end to Tilford's talent.
Right. And, you know, gives us all hope that by the time we're all in our 80s, which isn't too long now.
Well, Willie Nelson was 90.
Right. Yeah. And
Blue Stem
Willie just, you know, recently too.
Comments on that?
Ed, you saw that show, correct?
And it was phenomenal seeing Willie.
Mm-hmm.
The band was a little tame.
Yeah.
But it's just phenomenal seeing a legend, Willie Nelson, and hearing him sing, you know, Willie's voice. Nobody's got one like that.
No.
And so it was pretty reserved in a manner of speaking, but it was Willie.
It was Willie.
And the beer was cold.
I got a chance to see Bob Dylan years ago at the Fargo Civic, and it's just like, you don't go to hear his voice, but you kind of go to hear his voice nevertheless, you know.
And he's a legend, just to see him again.
Absolutely.
His time's up or our time's up.
Absolutely. Right. Well, guys, yeah, I am looking forward to this again, Friday going on from 7 until 11, and folks, it's at the All New Eagles. It's 21 and over. I want to make mention of that, and it is a free event, too.
Is it outside, Bill? I never did.
It is, yes. It is. It is. Looking forward to that. Hopefully we can keep the thunderstorms, kind of work our way around that.
I would say for some, you know, bring your lawn chairs.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's not going to be seating, per se, but, you know, bring a lawn chair. And
more room for dancing, you know, more room for dancing.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, if you got an extra one, bring it, because I'll need it.
Now, why did you say you have to be 21 or older if it's outside?
It is. It's a 21 and older show.
They're going to have a bar set up.
There will be a bar available back there too. So, going to be a good time at the all new Eagles Club. Guys, looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for showing up, being on the show this morning. Always love it.
Always a pleasure on my part, Bill.
Yeah. Yes. All right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bill.
Take care. It's 9:54 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Got sunshine, 70 degrees.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with a market update. Corn trading quietly. Front month July was slightly higher, but deferred months a bit lower. Weather forecasts have begun to show models turning cool and wet for the second half of June. Should remain dry before then. Brazil's corn production has been estimated higher to 137 million metric tons, and their previous estimate was 130 million metric tons. Soybeans and both soy products were lower this morning, as well as crude oil, possibly because of the favorable forecast in the second half of June. For the moment, trade appears to be extending a record crop from the U.S. and is already priced in Brazil's record crop. Weather could still be a factor in the United States. Soybean meal taking a hit and is still under pressure from California's Prop 12 requirements. Wheat trading lower along with the rest of the grain complex as recent rains in the hard red winter wheat areas have fallen, export demand remaining poor. Russia reportedly attacking central Ukraine with Iranian drones yesterday, which was the 1500th anniversary of Ukraine's capital. Attacks also directed at the port of Odessa. Crop exports out of the Black Sea corridor, slow as they have been since the agreement was originally struck, with only 3 vessels being completed for inspections per day. Numbers right now, we're looking at July corn down 3.75 at 6.25. December corn down 13.5 now at 5.21. Soybeans July were down 25.5 now, 13.11.75. The November down 29.25 at 11.60.25. In the wheat market, Chicago July down 25.75, 5.90.25. Minneapolis July down 26, 7.92. Kansas City July down 37.5, 7.81.75. We'll check the livestock and the outside markets right after this.
Since 1967, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association has been serving North Dakota's wheat and barley producers with representation, education, and proactive advocacy. Partnering with us means you are part of ensuring North Dakota's production agriculture remains a profitable endeavor for the men and women that work to strengthen the backbone of our economy. Visit ndgga.com to join. The North Dakota Grain Growers Association. You raise, we represent.
Livestock numbers here. June live cattle is up 60, 167.95. Feeder cattle, August is up 322, 237.15. And the lean hogs, June up 332, 79.40. Outside markets, the crude is down $2.65 now at 70.03 a barrel. Financially, the Dow down 81 points, 33,044. NASDAQ up 108. 14,440. The S&P up 10 at 42.23. This is the Ag Central Radio Network. With the latest in regional news, I'm Jamie Dickerman reporting. The Bank of North Dakota is reporting record assets of $10.2 billion at the end of 2022. Bank President Todd Steinwan telling the State Industrial Commission the loan portfolio grew to a record $5.4 billion. Business loans were up by $675 million and agricultural loans increased by $8 million.
And it's really kind of a key metric on how well the whole state is doing. And as you know, the key to our overall success and the reason we had all these, our loan growth and everything, is just our partnership with the local financial institutions. They're our resource, they're our delivery channel, and it's our partnership with them that really makes all this happen.
The bank reporting a record profit of $191.2 million, an increase of $41 million from 2021. The legislature transferring $150 million of those profits to the state's general fund, and that action drew some criticism from the governor, the chair of the Industrial Commission. He says the latest revenue numbers from April showing tax collections ahead of the forecast by $150 million, and that transfer wasn't necessary.
It's going to end up somehow probably deposited back at the bank at checking account rates, and so the circular removal of the B&B profits to pay for stuff that we don't need to use B&B profits to pay for is actually a gigantic misuse of cash.
Burgum says that money could be used for other investments. He says the legislature approved cash management study and bank profits to be a part of that.
I think we can show conclusively with data that pulling money out of the bank when we don't need it is really bad. That's one of the top order bad cash management things we do.
The study approved as part of the Office of Management and Budget Bill is designed to make recommendations to improve the cash management of the state's various special funds. North Dakota Department of Health and Human Services and the ND Quit Smoking Cessation Program gearing up for the fourth annual Quits Week occurring later this month. Neil Charvet is the director of the Tobacco Prevention and Control Program. He says organizers have been trying to get the message out and raise awareness about Quit Week 4.0 using traditional and new media.
We started it in 2020 as a way to put some awareness out there about to be aware of lung health issues when COVID-19 started. So it's just something we tried. And this year, the more we do with media, the more we do with awareness, the better success and better results we have. So you're seeing that because it's frankly because it's been working.
The ND Quits program can be contacted at 800-QUIT-NOW. More regional news after this.
Since 1967, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association has been serving North Dakota's wheat and barley producers.